Hello and welcome to the 76th Planet Destiny podcast.
76 soldiers. 76.
Oh my god, where Tefty has been playing nothing but Overwatch, and he's finally stopped.
Yeah,
stopped
right.
Stop playing Soldier 76,
dude. I'm like level 12 or something. Come on now.
So last week we had some fun discussions. Our favorite thing in the world, or my favorite thing. I don't know about you guys. I only care about myself. Hunters, throwing knives, gunslingers were nerfed into the ground. They are a shadow of their former self. No yeah. one should... They're fine. They're fine.
They're still effective.
They're still very effective. We got some stuff in the weekly update talking about that. Okay, let's get this out of the way. By the way, okay, so we can knock off the Sunsingers being completely overpowered. You did good, Bungie.
Yes.
Thorn isn't really an issue. We don't have to talk about that. I'm still getting, like, Red Bar God Warriors and the Crucible. You did fix hand cannons for the most part, though, so we only got, like, one thing left on the list to continually bitch about on the podcast. Bungie's done good. Bungie's done good.
You're checking things off the list.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, it's like the net code and the whole other, you know, laggy warriors. We can just put that under one whole, one mass. So, yeah, there we go.
One sloppy little ball.
Did you guys see the Playboy interview this week?
Yeah, first time I've ever read an article.
Yeah. Real talk.
You can say that now because, like, there's no nudes. So.
Real talk. I've always enjoyed the articles at Playboy. I mean, saying shit. I've been reading Playboy articles since I was. Yeah. So.
Since I was 9 years old.
Since I was like 10
really
years
read
old.
Up with politics.
Since I was like 10 years old, I found a whole box of Playboys in the attic. And I just read all the articles in there. Some great stuff. Great stuff. Don't remember any of it.
Infusion is definitely, we're definitely getting year 2 weapons infusible up to Rise of Iron power levels. That was, you know, that was pretty much stated. This is a fact. This is how it's going to work. Whereas before it had been a little bit nebulous. There's going to be brand new exotics, not just the stuff that we saw in the database that we thought was going to come with the Taken King, but brand new exotics that we've never seen or heard of yet. There's going to be more things to do in patrol.
Oh, rituals. Rituals.
Rituals,
they talked about rituals.
They talked a little bit about the old raids and how they really rather spend their development time focusing on new content rather than going back to old content. And they also brushed on, like, the Fatebringer and the Vision of Confluence a little bit and how, you know, obviously there's great player desire to get those weapons back because they were so good, but there's no real place for them in today's Destiny. So they talked about a lot of stuff, and they went into great depth. It was a really good interview.
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, obviously Bungie is not spilling any beans.
No.
Like, no.
They might be spilling, like, a little casing of a bean, of a single bean, and that's it. You know?
They gotta keep the hype alive for their Twitch streams, right? Which are coming in the summer, and we are technically in summer now. So.
You're right.
Hopefully soon we're going to have some streams coming, but of course they have to save the hype for that. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to come and watch the Bungie stream. Bungie does their own thing.
Yeah.
What is hype may never die, and I'm still pretty fucking hyped. I'm still pretty fucking hyped. You know, I meant to, like, make a giant radio tower antenna of a tinfoil hat for this podcast because I wanted to have, like, a big reveal moment of putting it on for what I'm about to say next. I saw Gathalion talking about this, and I'm in complete agreement just because I want it to be real, or I want this conspiracy theory to be real. The reason that we're seeing all these disconnects and stuff in these game modes is that they laid in some type of groundwork to allow for custom matches. Now, hear me out on this theory. I've thought about this. I put in some serious time getting this conspiracy theory going here.
All right.
Okay. So, think about it. All the modes that people are getting, like, instant DC'd from are some form of, like, custom... I'm just going to use that word. Custom-made game of an already existing game mode. Iron Banner is a different version of Clash game mode. Trials of Osiris is a different version of Elimination game mode. See where I'm going with this shit? Mm-hmm. See where I'm going with this shit? Yeah, I think we might. I think that's what we saw. I think that's it. They are laying the groundwork.
Got?
Yeah, is that's that more. That is more than
we're
most
talking about.
Theories
that
we're
going
on
beans,
like ancient aliens.
These beans
like
are going to grow into a giant stock.
That, dude, that
I mean,
is,
I've been saying that I think it's going to be custom matches because they said new features, and they've never said new features before, and they dropped last gen. So it's like all of that put together made me feel like custom matches is a big possibility.
And they haven't
denied it yet.
They haven't denied it yet. And I feel like if it wasn't coming with the amount of talk that's been about it, I feel like the smart way would be to just come out and say that's not it. That way you're not
that's
building
hype. That's
what
they've been doing recently, right? Like when something's super hyped up, they're like, no, guys, that's not happening. Just like they did with our old raids being bumped up. They're like, no, guys, it's not happening. And they haven't said it about custom matches.
Exactly. And, you know, when Christmas comes, you never know until Christmas morning. So I think that's what they're looking at this like. They're like,
what?
They're like, I don't know. I don't think we're going to have the ability to afford this Nintendo 64, but maybe, just maybe Santa Claus might bring it. Maybe.
Yeah, my dad did that to me too, and I got a fucking robot dog. Can you imagine how disappointed
was that
I was.
Instead of a train set?
No, it was instead of a GameCube.
I did that to my kids. I gave them a bunch of Wii U games, pretended I didn't understand they weren't for the Wii, and then didn't give them the Wii U to like an hour later.
Oh, awesome. Dirty
I think
and
at
awesome.
This point I will take bets that custom matches will be with Rise of Iron.
The biggest one for me is really the feature point, because I said a custom game mode, so you can't say that's a feature because that's, you know, a mode. And then features. And the only way to have actual features in the Crucible is to actually have a custom game mode to look at these features and adjust them.
Well, there's a bunch of other community theories that are out there. I mean, we got, you know, kill cams, map voting.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. The kill cams doesn't make a lot of sense.
Infection. A lot of people have been talking about infection.
Mm-hmm. But that's mode.
That's a game. You're right.
There's no way that would be a feature.
Nope. Yep. It's custom matches.
Oh, I was going to say choose your own color on your ping bar, because obviously it doesn't
Dude, that's easy. That's easy. All you got to do is just start
I want magenta, man. Give me magenta.
Start downloading some other games on your PlayStation while you're playing. Boom. Instant red bar.
I want a texture map on mine so it looks like a beard hanging down.
I want a beard ping bar. That'd be amazing. Please.
I want a fuzzy ping bar. Please let me have
this. So, kill cams. That would be awesome if we saw that. And also
play the game.
Play the game. That would be great.
I love seeing those play the game memes from like Destiny and other video games. There's one that was a movie of the week. It's like Rahul play the game, and it was a guy decrypting legendary engrams into a bunch of blues.
Those were great.
Into blues.
I saw one today. Somebody brought it up in chat today. It was Crota following somebody into the crystal room, and that was the play of the game.
Yeah, that one was great. Crota play of the game.
I love it.
Yeah,
the
Rahul one is great though, because it reminds you how painful it was, because those legendary engrams dropped pretty much the same that they do now. You know, there wasn't like they were pretty rare when you saw a legendary engram drop.
They were,
and then
you
take it there, and it was guaranteed blue.
Yeah, that hurt.
Or ascended shards, and you're like, I don't even have a legendary to upgrade these and to use these with. I think an infection type game mode would be like the easiest bet with Siva coming in.
Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So the other thing, I don't know if I talked about this last time on the podcast, but one of the reasons that I think Last Gen is getting getting left behind is because of the Plague Lands itself. I feel like this zone is going to be much larger.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. And this will be technically the first patrol that is current gen only. And I think. I hope they're taking advantage of it. I really do, because you look at like Witcher 3, and just rolling for hours, well, maybe not hours, but the landscape is so big on that you can just keep on going. And that's obviously a current gen technology that wouldn't be implemented in last gen.
It's mostly down to the game engine itself,
but that's not a multiplayer game. I think that's a big difference, right? Is that
So to think that last gen can't even handle adding an extra page to a vault, imagine how much it's been holding back in terms of gameplay.
Exactly.
And new editions.
Absolutely. We also heard that 90% of players were on the current gen consoles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't we get an actual official number from Bungie?
I think yeah, it was 10%. 90%.
Or like 10% was on Lashin.
Yeah.
And also a raid that's going to be current gen only. So mm-hmm. these previous raids have been on both platforms, or the last gen and the current gen. So what's going to be possible with a current gen only raid? What kind of features are going to be?
Started considering that.
Right?
That's exciting.
That is exciting. Imagine how crazy the exotics could be, because on last gen, Touch of Malice couldn't even have like the gyroscope spinning on it.
Oh my god. I want a BFG in Destiny.
I want like five gyroscopes spinning on the next exotic. I want all the wolves to be animated on my Galahorn and like howl at me.
Yes. Yeah, every time you shoot it, they howl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Like I said, Hanzo's ult comes out of Galahorn.
Oh, man. No, that'd be great.
When you shot Galahorn, some like ghostly wolves like followed you for a second while the rocket was in flight. Boom! You can have that one, Bungie. That idea.
A companion exotic?
Oh, shit!
Holy crap. Dude, that's amazing. I want that now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It would be a class of heavies, so you can only call it like certain times, and there may be a cooldown, but you shoot it, and it also summons a companion.
Oh my! That would be so cool.
Oh
my god, when heavy ammo pops up and everyone wants to get there, I don't know, exotic fucking wolf whistle that'll call a wolf, and then all of a sudden
what's
now
a just, whistle?
Yeah, it's like a whistle. The guardian blows it. I'm stealing this from World of Warcraft, but yeah, you blow the whistle. And then it would summon a fucking dog for you for a limited amount of time. Or until it deals a specific Super amount great. Of damage. Yeah.
Yeah,
I love it.
Current gen.
Get on it, Bungie. Get on it.
The future for Destiny is just so exciting. Like it's so fun to speculate on what could be coming, because it's the design of this game is just, you know, this future setting with like kind of magic involved and technology involved. It really is. It's like you could go anywhere with this. Mm-hmm. You know, we could stay in this solar system for the next 10 years, or we could travel throughout the stars. Like, who knows what we're going to do? Who knows what we're going to see? It's really up to the imagination of the people at Bungie, and it's going to be fun to kind of go along for this ride.
Yeah, Destiny has all the potential in the world in terms of where they could go. They have the entire galaxy to travel. They can always add different planets and different races, different species. They can add more customization options for our guardians, more PvP game modes, more raids. There's just so much that they can do. Even the lore that they have right now is so expansive that they could just add that into the game and it will be crazy. And then they can, of course, come up with new stuff. So,
Watts, let's be honest. You're just interested in the cosmetic options because...
Yeah.
I saw how ham you went on Sterling packages trying to get your current guardian to have, like, was it all green chroma?
All green. I wanted to have all of the green, like, the availability of using all green, all magenta, and also all orange. So I needed to have...
On one character.
I just wanted to have the option to be able to do that on all pieces of the armor.
All right.
But my hunter looks beautiful on the Bungie front page. Scroll down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you
Good
are.
Good point.
She looks amazing. That's
true.
Take that.
It was worth it.
That's worth right there. Absolutely.
Right, magenta chroma with the pink and white cape that you get from the speaker.
Is that one of your characters? Like, do you get to tell them like what your character is supposed to look like for that?
No, Cosmo was just like, have you seen this? And it was like... My hunter wearing the bones, and that's like the most recent kind of setup that my hunter's been rocking. So I guess they go with what the character you mostly use is currently wearing. I think that's what it is.
So you were featured for the community spotlight this week.
Yes.
Which is pretty exciting.
It's super exciting. It's something that I've always wanted. You see people go week after week and you're like, oh, I'd love to be a part of the community focus. And it finally happened.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm really happy for
Thank you. It's awesome.
What was the hardest question they asked you to answer?
Probably, what else do you do besides play the Crucible? I was like, what do I do? And even Tomo, who's my husband, was like, do you do anything else? I was like, I put on different shaders and try and match them with capes. So that's what I do. That's what I spend the other portion of my time doing.
What else is going on this week? Okay, so in the weekly update, I did want to bring up, possibly discuss it a little bit more this week. They shed some more light on the hunter nerfs.
They did.
More importantly, on the on the why. Why?
The reasoning behind it.
Their reasoning behind it.
The tome of knowledge of a graph.
Mm-hmm. the thing that I'm getting from this graph is, oh my god, Defender Titans are like
ain't easy being a defender of the Crucible.
Yeah,
you can do it, but it ain't easy.
It ain't easy. The only thing I'm wondering is, one, I see the KD is like at 0.9 for defenders. Well, what the fuck happened during like from May 27th to June 1st? That jumped. That's a huge jump.
That's the week where the fun police went on vacation. They were in Hawaii away from their consoles that week.
I think it's like trials or something. It might be trials because then like almost seven days later, there's another spike.
What did it do? It spiked.
Defender Titans like just spiked by a pretty big number. Like there's no other classes that have that large.
I'm sure this past month has been a large influx of people going no backup plans with Defender Titan.
I've been seeing a lot, but then like the thing is, there's a spike, but then there's also a fall. It's like a spike and a fall. So,
Crucible Radio had them on. I can't remember their name now.
The Fun Police.
I forgot the name. But I think that. I mean, I listened to the episode. I immediately wanted to go into the Crucible as a defender.
It's fun.
It is fun. It is.
And yeah, I've actually seen a lot of people using it effectively, using the weapons of light bubble to three tap me with Mida multi tool, you know, no backup plans, always having, you know, procking the shield with the shotgun kills. Like it can be effective. You just got to use it. It's a very different way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very annoying to go against. I've gone up against some of the Fun Police clan several times and get borderline salty because I'm just I'm suppressed again, and that suppression hits really hard, and you're suppressed for a long time.
A very long time.
You can't double jump. You can't throw a nade. You can't throw a knife if you're a gunslinger.
Can you sprint?
Mayhem Rumble is up right now. If you want to check it out, it's pretty fun.
Maybe you can sprint. I can't remember. Yeah, the other thing too that's really annoying is I don't know if this is what it is because I don't play Defender very often. But I think it was no backup plans were, or the shield, the melee shield was procced along with a blessing, and a headshot with a high impact sniper is like 271, and it doesn't kill him. That's annoying.
That's rough. Interesting.
I'm like, oh my god.
But yeah, so like that was the interesting thing is that at least in 6v6. Titans don't have good KD, but in one of the Crucible Radio podcasts, they said if you have a Defender Titan on your team, you are substantially more likely to win.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Does that make them overpower because they're given wins, giving Crucible
who knows,
rep?
Probably.
Right?
Providing longbows?
I'm not going to say anything else is overpowered because...
Are they the Zenyatta of Destiny?
No.
I mean, it's no fucking trip mine grenade. Come on. Let's be realistic here.
Okay, the trip mine nerf. I want to ask a question about the trip mine nerf. Because wasn't the nerf supposed to make it to where low armor targets can survive a trip mine?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, then why
it depends on how low.
You have to have above 3 armor.
Yeah.
Which is another very odd thing because I run 3 armor on my gunslinger plus a solar armor chest piece, which should give me... more than 3 armor, but I still die to a trip mine. So, interesting.
Yeah, so I don't get it. Like, as a high armor target, it got me to, like, a little tiny little piece of health, and I was like, can I really survive this as a lower armor target? It doesn't make any sense.
It feels like you still have to run, like, max armor for it to actually work.
It still feels like you have to run max armor.
Yes.
Huh. I've not died from a trip... Well, maybe a couple times I've died from a trip mine. In the past week.
But. Have you seen that new disco effect it has? If you throw it at somebody who's standing still. And
sticks to it bounces around.
Disco
just,
ball on you.
you get a little laser light show for for a couple seconds. It's pretty good.
They're taking a graph and they're taking the whole sample of 6v6 and throwing all the KDs into there and looking at the data like this. I don't think this accurately represents performance.
I would agree
with
that.
No, it doesn't.
It's not even enough information to make an assumption off of. We're not seeing 3v3.
Exactly.
We're not seeing trials. We're not seeing Rumble. Like, you need to, if you're going to try and explain something to us using graphs, you got to give us more than one graph of 6v6.
Yeah.
It can't be
the entire population. Like, because the skill sets are varied so heavily that somebody who is a low skill player playing as, say, Gunslinger is going to get dominated by a Defender Titan who's a high skill player. It's just obvious that's going to happen. Yep. So it's a little weird to see. I just hope that Bungie isn't making broad.
Cosmo actually went on to one of the Reddit threads.
He did?
I think it would have been nice if they at least showed us the 3v3s and not just 6v6. Just showing us a 6v6 graph is a little weird.
It's like this guy said, KD shouldn't be the only vector on which they base class balances changes. Then another guy said, they do take other stuff into account. And then Cosmo came in and said, correct. They have a ton of data that they do take into account. Although...
But if you're going to show us something, right? If you're going to show us this one graph, show us a little more. You know, help us understand, because we're clearly confused about why you did this. We're clearly confused about it. That's why you showed us the graph in the first place. But the graph, this one graph, doesn't really do anything but like make us wonder, like, is this what you're looking at? Is this the only thing you're looking at?
Yeah, I don't really understand. If they're trying to be like presenting evidence as to why they made the changes and the reason behind that, why not show us more than just that one graph? If they're not just going off of KD, why not show us more? If obviously the whole reason for that was to help us to understand.
Yeah.
If anything, the graph tells me that hunters get played more.
Right.
That's what it looks like to me, is that more people just end up playing hunters in those subclasses.
And
if you just tell me that hunters have higher KDs, I'm going to say it's because they have roaming supers. I'm not going to say it's because of trip mines and throwing knives, right?
It's not especially the trip mines and throwing knives that are getting those KDs high.
Right, especially in 6v6, where those supers are going to get more kills than they would in 3v3 game modes, right? Like, you're much more likely to get 3 kills with a golden gun in a 6v6 than you are in a 3v3.
Absolutely.
You know, so, like, I don't know. It's not enough information for me to go off of. I wouldn't make an adjustment based on that information. So why share that information?
Turns out basically they felt like throwing knife itself was just at too high of a power level due to the, like, it can do a lot of damage at effectively an unlimited range if it's aimed properly. Now, that's a very gross simplification because, you know, I've only been hit by a stupid throwing knife once in my entire, you know, Destiny career, and I deserve to be hit by it. But at the same time, it is still a very high damage melee ability.
Do you think they're trying to specifically get rid of that combo, that body shot with a hand cannon, headshot with a knife combo? Because it is a very quick way to kill somebody.
It's
hard to do, though. That's the thing about it. It's like, if that was their goal, is just to get rid of that combo, like, it was so hard to do. It's such a skilled play, and even skilled players would miss it a lot.
If you're, like, just looking at the subclasses side by side, and you're like, why should I use Gunslinger versus Nightstalker in PvP? Nightstalker is going to win 100% of the time because you don't have to perfectly aim their thrown melee because it'll do damage in a general area and it'll lock someone down a little bit, not as much as it once did. Their grenades are still, you know, really good to combo with, but, you know, you can generally start off an engagement with them or possibly end one. You don't, you know, win an engagement entirely. That's one of the one things that Gunslingers kind of had. It literally comes down to the roaming super. And, you know, unless they do something like nerf the entire duration of the super, which is something that that's been said since, like, the basically vanilla Destiny, is that golden gun last too long. And it's something that I can kind of agree with as well. Like, you pop golden gun and you're able to roam around for, I think, 12 seconds. That's a really long time. I can, with all the movement, with all the movement options that hunters have, I can get across a map in that time.
Yeah, we know that, for instance, we know that having a longer golden gun is more important than having 4 shots, because as soon as they nerfed Acleophage Symbiote, everybody stopped using it, right?
Yep.
So, I feel like
the accuracy is really... If you spec for accuracy, like, you can cross map with the golden.
Yeah, no. Why do you think I spec for accuracy? I was They were like, Deadeye isn't really being used. And I was like, shit, I'm using it because it's awesome. So then, you know, I loved that buff that came to Golden Gun. But I feel like if they want to reduce that number down, if they want to reduce that number on that graph down, they're going to have to go after the actual problem in PvP, which is the super.
But if you do, and you've already nerfed the neutral game, then what the fuck? You know, yeah, like, that, you're going to have to put the neutral game back.
Well, they can't do
back.
That now, right?
Right.
They
right.
can't yeah, nerf the trip mines, nerf throwing knives, and then nerf the super. They would have just had to be like, okay, we're going to reduce the time in the super and leave everything else alone.
Yeah, in my opinion, they just went after the wrong thing here.
You know, maybe it's possible that the trip mines, in regards to the trip mine problems, was that it was too easy to get a double kill with that grenade. And maybe that's part of their reasoning. You stuck somebody and they were standing next to somebody and the tangent shot and blew them up also. So, because how many other grenades in there, like the lightning grenade maybe, is the closest one that can do something of that power? So maybe it makes sense why they took down the trip mine for that reasoning of the group kills that it could get were too powerful. You know, you throw it on a control point, get a triple kill with that grenade alone.
Is there anything else in the this week at Bungie?
Just Trials might be back. Iron Banner might be back.
We're going to find out tomorrow, right? Oh, they said they're going to test some things out, too. So do you think they're not going to bring it back at, like, 10 a.m.?
I don't know.
Pacific time?
I don't know. I hope. I really hope it comes back because two weeks of no Trials would be really shitty. Lame. Yeah.
I woke up in the morning, and they're like, what happened to Trials? I'm like, I killed it.
I kept telling everybody that nobody was playing it because it's Blind Watch, so they canceled it.
It's like, sorry guys, we made a mistake.
We didn't mean for this. We accidentally picked. Derek's sitting there going, "Shit, I picked from the list of maps I was never supposed to go use again."
The off limits.
It's funny because like me and Ian were talking about it the day before Trials came, and we were like, "What do you think the map's gonna be?" I was like, "Oh my god, imagine if it's Blind Watch again." He's like, "No, they're never gonna do that. Yeah. They know better than that."
I genuinely thought they would never do that map again. It's like that Black Shield.
Black Shield's the worst. I don't like Black Shield.
I don't think
Black Shield's
it's gonna
bad,
be Black
but,
Shield tomorrow, man.
But let's be honest, Blind Watch is much worse.
I don't want to talk about doors anymore. What I do want to talk about is these blue mics and headsets that we're using, because no doubt you've noticed them, and they are just some of the iconic gear that Blue creates. Blue's award-winning products are the driving force behind professional musicians, internet creators, and countless elite gaming teams and Twitch streamers. Their Yeti USB mic is the internet's most popular microphone, and their MoFi and Lola headphones deliver insane sound in a very personalized fit. Blue offers everything you need to completely immerse yourself in the ultimate gameplay experience. Learn more about Blue at bluemic.com.
Twitter questions.
Yes.
We got a lot of them. At Steak Gluten. Assuming the two styles can't overlap, would you rather screw around or get sweaty in the Crucible?
I apologize. I missed the first part of the question.
I was thinking about the name the whole time.
Yeah, we're gonna have to.
Was it steak or stick gluten?
Steak gluten.
Steak gluten.
Like a steak
is this
of
just
gluten.
For Tefty? Is this like aimed at Tefty?
It must be.
It must be.
Here's a steak made of gluten. All right. What was the question again?
So you got to pick one or the other, and there's no overlap. Would you rather screw around or get sweaty in the Crucible?
Screw I don't like around. The, I don't like the question.
For me, it's screw around. For me, it's screw around because the game isn't really set up to be competitive in the sense of balance and connections and all that stuff. So I'd much rather just screw around in the Crucible.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I'd go with screw around. Just because going try hard every game against super laggy people is not that fun.
At RibbyD4U. I just want to know how at Holtzman PD feels that he is still being taunted by Pope Bear and his RNG.
Yeah.
Pope Bear has made a return to Destiny and to Twitter.
Yeah, Pope Bear's like, Pope and I have had some phone calls, and he's like, yeah, you know, I've been playing a little bit. And you know, I'm like, oh, cool. You know, you think about coming back to the podcast? He's like, yeah, maybe in the future. You know, we'll see if we can work something out. And then he posted all those God rolls, and I'm like, no, I deleted his, block the number, delete it from my fucking cell phone, delete it off Skype, you know, unfriended on Twitter. It's all done. He's dead.
At Killer Etta, what do you guys think the August update to Legacy consoles will do? Will there also be one for next gen?
Pac-Man. It's gonna be Pac-Man.
It's gonna be Pac-Man. I am actually interested to see how the update's gonna play out.
I think that they're gonna separate the path so it's no longer connected to the current gen consoles, and they'll continue to be able to play the Taken King in its current form. The patch is just gonna separate it. It's gonna just split the two so that when changes happen to the current gen consoles, those changes don't affect the old consoles. So that they could just play basically the current meta of, or whatever the current meta is in August of Destiny.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen?
That's going to happen, yeah.
What? Check this out. What? So there obviously be days where the Nightfall is completely different because the Nightfall, certain strikes, not going to be on last gen. So that's going to be different. Xur's inventory is going to be different
from
last gen to current gen. Different game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Different stock.
I'm not covering it.
But you can't move your back. You can't move back and
forth. Gotta do it, Pat.
No.
You can't move your character back and forth.
Nope.
No, right. It's on like a. It's going to be like on a separate database.
Yeah.
It's going to be on like a the old gen database. But still, there's going to be two different versions existing with different types of.
I wonder
maybe
for how
Xur
long.
Maybe Xur won't even turn up anymore.
Like,
you think you don't get to take Xur out?
No,
they could.
No, I mean that's a fair question, Watts. Yeah, like if they would take Xur out of the last gen. Because he's like a light.
Like, you guys are done. You guys have everything.
Why are
you
taking Xur away from us, Miss 5,000 Watts?
He has to go.
What
he can't be in
heresy?
Two places at the same time. Unless those two Xurs. Are there now two Xurs? Maybe there's two Xurs.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be like, yeah. Or it'll just be Bungie's going to be like, really? You didn't buy the Sunbreakers? Yeah.
You missed out on those.
Seriously? You have not actually bought a. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have two Arms Day videos every week.
Nope.
The Mohegan Nine, did the new raid primaries not feel special because they did not have elemental damage?
No, they didn't feel special because they had absolute shit stats.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the elemental damage at all.
We should talk about the worst weapon in the raid. Where they drops
the hand
raid.
Cannon?
Is it the hand cannon, you think? Is that number one?
It's either that or the auto rifle.
Auto rifle.
Oh, that's right.
It's like, there's hand cannon, auto rifle.
I blocked that out of my...
I mean, I can actually hit something with the auto rifle. The fusion rifle is fucking bad. You're right about that.
You know,
it's really between the auto rifle, and the fusion rifle.
At Invincity, what are the most overrated weapon perks? Guerrilla Fighter. I don't see the topic discussed, so I'd love to hear input. Any underrated perks?
Underrated means it's actually good, right?
It's actually good, but nobody
like
really
it's
talks
good,
about
no
it.
But no one uses it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I really like life support. I'm really
hot
happy
swap.
To see that. Hot swap
hot
is
swap.
A good one.
Hot swap.
Hot swap
there
is a great
go.
One.
That's
yeah.
Much.
Mm. Yep.
Underrated perks.
Yeah.
Rescue mag on specials.
Okay.
Rescue mag on special weapons is pretty interesting. Small bore on hand cannons, because it doesn't incur a magazine penalty, or you don't lose anything in the magazine. It just buffs both the range and stability for a small reload penalty cost, which I think is most people can negate with reload gauntlets.
At Yeshua 2K13, what are the best shaders to wear in Crucible? Also, any tips for players who've never gone flawless? Well, that's two completely different questions. What are the best
shaders
to wear in Crucible?
Chance on to guest day. Become the Crucible. That's a good shader. But you want to kind of match your shader to the map so you blend in as good as possible.
I feel like that's horrible advice. You want to pick any shader that came from SRL.
That's you stand out.
Especially the really bright ones.
I want to be seen. I want to be noticed.
Glowhoo for life. Glowhoo plus... Desolation or the desolation gear. There you go. Just use the desolation helmet so then like your head is like really bright, and then use the hot pink shader so then you completely there's nothing that's hot pink in the game. You'll always stand out from it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way to go. Also, great tip for trials.
Wear a hot pink shader.
Mm-hmm.
Flawless.
The
guaranteed.
Only time
there you go.
Glowhoo and those really bright things have come into effect were when we were playing hide and go seek, and I put on I made myself bright blue and then just sat
in the lava.
Yeah, sat in the lava and no one noticed me.
Do you have any tips for somebody who hasn't never gone flawless?
map awareness and awareness in general. And communication, being unpredictable. Boom. It's hard, though.
It's really fucking hard. Do research. If you're not doing well, or if you find that you're, like, not doing well, sometimes just wait until the next fucking week for a better
wait
map.
Wait until Rise of Iron and we get an influx of new players.
Yeah, that works, too. It's really difficult now. No, that does have some merit.
It's very hard right now. If you get a team together who's reliable and you can get together once a week and keep trying with the same team, I think it really helps to get used to how your teammates play. And if you can get a consistent group of three players, I really believe that you'll find more success. Yeah. And if
also,
you start this now, when Rise of Iron comes, no joke, and we do get that influx of new players, it will get easier theoretically, like assuming they don't change anything drastically.
Sure.
So if you start now playing with those three players, and if you don't have three players to look at, I would suggest the 100.io, and you can join like a little clan, and it's a very easy way to meet people.
Also, get all three of your friends and then just put all your PlayStations and put all your stuff in your car and then go set up in the local McDonald's and use their internet.
Oh, or
that is the
go start strategy. Hanging out in Lucky and Buttwipe's chat a lot. That can be very helpful.
There you go. Win that raffle.
Yeah, watch. I like watching other streamers play to learn how to kind of get good, because you're gonna just pay attention to what they do. And I know it looks like it's like, oh, they're just shooting and killing them. No, pay attention to the routes that they're running on the map.
How they're moving.
How they're moving. How they're how they're
going into
an engagement.
One of my favorite people to watch is True Vanguard, because he's very good not only at what he does, but he's also good at verbalizing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
At BizChicken7783, would you like to see the daylight night cycle be more significant, i.e. having night be extremely dark like the night map in Battlefield 4?
Fuck no. People already complain that you can't take out your ghost. And like that. Okay, so then they have to code in to have your ghost always spawn during the night cycle. Well, what if I had to go fucking test a weapon out on the wall and I spawn into a night cycle? Yeah.
Maybe having, like, different enemies based on the time of day, or they behave differently based on the time of day might be interesting, but...
Like nightfall?
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, the darkness is over here now, and the enemies are more powerful.
I got it, Pat. What you do is you pull out your ghost, and you select the meditation, and then you rotate the meditation for 8 hours.
So, I see Tefty has been...
And then it recharges your health also.
Yeah,
and then you wake up.
Oh, Tefty's been playing some... I think it's called The Witcher. Yeah.
I actually think this idea is cool. Like, if there was reduced visibility, either because of night or because of, you know, snow or fog, I think that could be really interesting. In the Crucible and in PvE, it could make, you know, those scopes that kind of outline your enemies, it could make those super valuable on, you know, and if this only happens sometimes, it'd be nice to just have one of those ready to go if you needed one. I think it could be cool. It could be a...
Let's just have a pitch black Crucible map.
Some sunless cell Crucible map.
Where's my invective?
You know what it is? It's a new Nightfall modifier called like blackness or darkness or something. Blindness. It's blindness. That's what it is.
Mm.
And you're blind the whole time. You have to beat the Nightfall blind.
Cool. Like, I'm like Arya Stark.
Sounds fun.
Yes.
Once again, Datto will then say, "Well, they stole my design for a thing." Datto already beat Crota blindfolded.
That's true.
Yeah, but he also loved the Fabian strategy first week, so.
Oh, well, so did everyone else. God.
At Pass the Power, should the new perks in Rise of Iron replace seldom used junk ones or just be added?
Fucking replace the junk ones.
Them.
I think, honestly, like, we're at... a lot of weapons just have too many possible perks that can roll. Let me take a little trip into the Planet Destiny database. Let's look up, how about the Devil You Know? Okay, in year one, the Devil You Know, for the first perks that I could get, 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, for the first perk slot, you could get 8 different perks. Last perk
it's
slot,
kind of a lot.
You could get 8 different perks. Let's go to the year 2 version. Let's do some fucking math. First perk slot. Oh, fuck. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 different perks for the first slot. You can get more perks in the first slot of the year 2 Devil, you know, than you could on the entire fucking weapon in year 1. And then go into the second perk slot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You get 10 different perks on...
All right. So is this a problem?
Yeah, we need to get rid of the ones that people
I feel like
is this a problem, or is the fact is the quality of the perks the problem, or is the number of the perks the problem? I think it's the quality.
It's
both. Definitely the quality.
It's both. It's quality and it's oversaturation of too many fucking perks.
No, because I disagree. Mm-hmm. Because if a lot of perks is great, because it gives everybody gets to have a unique snowflake of a weapon. That's cool. The problem is that there's so many shitty perks that we all know that there's only like 3 good perks for each slot. So you're basically just on this endless grind to get rid of these gorilla fighters.
Actually, here's the real problem, is that the drop rate is so low that you're often stuck with a really bad roll.
Mm-hmm.
If they unleashed the hose and it rained Eyes Lunas every time you were playing the Crucible, then, you know, which, by the way, I've never gotten one playing the Crucible, an Eyes Luna.
It's, to me, it's quality and the amount, because even... Like, yeah, there were 8 perks in year 1, and all of them were... We got Clown Cartridge, Outlaw Performance Bonus, Rangefinder, Spray, and Play. It's like, those are the first quality...
They're all pretty decent,
But then there's Hitfire, Return, Cinder, Zen Moment. They're still okay perks. For last perks, Crowd Control, Final Round, Luck in the Chamber, Reactive Reload. All those, the 4 perks out of the 8, were, like, pretty damn good. Then we had Grenadier, which is still good. Life Support in year 1 was absolute shit. Mulligan, year 1, absolute shit. Third Eye, meh, okay. Like, you know, we got, like, basically 5 out of 8 on the year 1 perks were good. But then on the year 2 Devil, you know, we got... Oh, shit.
We don't need to hear the whole list.
Yeah, we're not going to hear the whole list. But it's basically... It's like...
I disagree with you, Patrick. I like the variety. I just don't like... If the base quality was higher, I think the variety would be great because, you know, oh, you got a cool roll, I got a cool roll, but it's completely different than your roll, instead of we're both going after the same roll and anything less than that is junk. Because so many of those perks are junk.
I don't know if it's possible, though, for them to actually have perks that... Because there's always at least that one perk that rises
to the
top.
Oh, yeah, no, like...
That says, this is clearly the one.
That's part of, like, you know... What ends up happening with YouTubers and people that, you know, pay attention to the game is they'll figure out the absolute best possible way, or the best possible perk for a gun, the god roll, essentially, that everyone always looks for, and that's the one that you should be going for, and anything less is no, but, you know, most of the time you can still use a weapon even if it doesn't have, you know, a god roll perk.
Unless it was a hand cannon 2 weeks ago that didn't
have unless it was a hand cannon 2 weeks ago that didn't have a rifle barrel. And rangefinder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got 2 questions left.
Okay.
Okay.
They're both by the same guy. Didn't realize that when I was making the list. At Mahogany288, what if the G-Horn quest is multiple quests like Spindle to get the pieces to forge it inside the raid?
I feel like it's going to be a long quest, because in the article, they mentioned that it was not going to be a super fast and easy thing.
They said it's going to be hard, for one thing. They said it was going to be a pretty hard quest to do, so... Yeah.
Was anything about the Black Spindle quest hard to do? I don't remember it being hard.
No, he's...
No, he was. They were talking specifically about
the spindle. They were talking about the spindle. They
were talking about the difficulty of the spindle and how they liked the difficulty of the spindle. Yeah, they didn't talk about the length. They weren't comparing the length of the quest to the spindle, just the difficulty.
Yeah. I enjoyed the difficulty. It felt very rewarding, and I know that every single person that I carried to help, like, get that, they were like, holy shit, hell yeah, this is awesome that I have this now. So they're... Still getting Black Spindle now was, you know, it felt good to really get it. It was something to go after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when it first dropped, when it first appeared, it was hard. It was hard because we weren't max light level. We didn't have all the weapons we have now. It was tough. Last question at Mahogany288. What is the favorite trials map for each Planet Destiny member?
Burning Shrine. I love that map.
I'm going to go with Watts here. I also realized that when I said the Devil You Know had more perks than the... I suck at math. I suck at math. I'm pretty sure I said 13 is greater than the... Yeah. Whatever eight plus eight is. Let's just leave it.
Close, though. Really close.
Yeah, Burning Shrine. I like Burning Shrine. Close. Yeah, Burning Shrine's favorite map.
Burning Shrine's good. Yeah. I like Burning Shrine, too.
So my problem is I can't remember the name of the map, but it's on Earth. It's got an inside. B is like that little door or that little building where if it's control on that map, it's an actual absolute nightmare. There's
Exodus Blue.
Exodus Blue, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think it's Exodus
Blue. I like
Blue.
That map. I think it's fun. It's fun for sniping. It's fun for shotgunning. It's got some interesting places for primary battles. I like that map a lot.
I really enjoyed Widow's Court when the messenger was really good. I think that's when I had a blast on Widow's Court.
I used to use Red Death on that map and really have great success during the Thorn meta.
Yeah. I used it to counter snipers. I used the messenger to counter snipers.
No, I loved on the when the Thorn meta was a thing, getting like looking down the fog. You couldn't see anything because of the fog on the map, and then you got hit by a thorn, and then you couldn't see anything because thorn, like the thorn green effect, would make everything really bright. Yeah, it was great. I loved it. All right, well, thank you for tuning in to the 76th Planet of Destiny podcast. I feel like we had a good one this week. Some good discussion. So we will see you next week. Be sure to tune in next week to the 77th Planet Destiny podcast because it's ending in a 7. So that means we're doing a Blue Yeti mic giveaway on that episode. So be sure to tune in. If you're listening to the podcast right now and it's not live, you can still tune into the podcast live where we will do a giveaway. Yeah, if you wanna find out more from me, you can go to at Holtzman_PD on Twitter and ask me questions. You know, send me your grass from Malak rolls, and I love answering those.
You can find me on Twitter at the Briar Rabbit. You can find me on YouTube on the Briar Rabbit channel. You can find me on Twitch by searching for Briar Rabbit. You can find me on Tinder, look for Briar Rabbit. You can find me on ChristianMingle.com, look for Briar Rabbit.
Nice. Oh, nice.
TruckerDating.com, Briar Rabbit. I think that's it.
You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. I don't use anything else. At Miss 5000 Watts.
There you go. And all right. Thank you for tuning in, guys. We will see you next week.